Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
The basic idea is that what makes one person feel loved doesn't make another person feel loved. That you have to learn to express love in the language of the other person, the emotional language of the other person, or they don't get it. And the five languages I discovered are words of affirmation, verbally affirming your spouse, you look nice in that outfit, really appreciate what you did, one of the things I like about you is, just, you know, words that affirm. And then there's acts of service, doing something for your spouse that you know they would like for you to do. That may be washing dishes, vacuuming floors, mowing grass, walking the dog, changing the baby's diaper, anything that you know your spouse would like for you to do, acts of service. Yeah, you know the old saying, Susie, actions speak louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
For these people, if that's their language, actions do speak louder than words. And then there's gifts. It's universal to give gifts as an expression of love. The gift says, they were thinking about me. Look what they got for me. So some people, this is their language, gifts. And then there's quality time. Giving your spouse your undivided attention. Not sitting on the couch watching television together. Someone else has your attention. But looking at each other, talking, taking a walk down the road and looking and talking with each other, giving them quality time. For some people, this is their language. And then number five is physical touch. We've long known the emotional power of physical touch. I'm talking about such things as holding hands, kissing, embracing, the whole sexual part of the marriage, arm on the shoulder, driving down the road, you put your hand on their leg. Physical touch is a powerful communicator. For some people, this is their primary language.
And would the person, if they hear these five love languages, instantly know which are their top two? I mean, instinctively, or do most people have to do some kind of inventory to figure that out?
You know, for some people, when they hear the five, they almost immediately know what is their number one and their number two. For others, they're not really sure. If men will just observe their wives, how does your wife respond to people as a way of life? If she's always patting people on the back and giving people hugs, then physical touch is probably her language. That's what she's doing for others. If she's always giving people encouraging words, then words of affirmation is probably her language. So observe her behavior. And secondly, ask yourself, what does my wife complain about? Because the complaint reveals the love language. If she says we don't ever spend any time together, she's telling you that quality time is her love language. If you go on a business trip and come home and she says, you didn't bring me anything, she's telling you, gifts is my love language. Listen to the complaint. And then what does she request of you most often? If she's asking you, can we take a walk after dinner? Or you think we could get a weekend away this month? She's asking you for quality time. So if men will put those three things together, observe her behavior, what does she complain about? What does she request of you most often? You can figure out her love language pretty easily.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.